Our hearts go out to the family and friends of Robert Godwin Sr. And we have a lot of work, and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening.
I'd like to see a Black Lives Matter, and not to call out just any group, but I'd like to see someone come out and say, you know what, this was wrong, and answer some questions as to how this happens on social media. I mean, obviously, Facebook and Twitter are still relatively new technology. It's basically the wild, wild west. And with that, we hook it up with Cook County Commissioner Richard R. Boykin, who is, I think we're all upset with the way this goes down. And this is nothing new. We saw and by the way, welcome in, Mr. Commissioner. How's your day?
Hey, all is well. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I know that you and I were talking off air, and you know situation after situation after situation where this has happened. But you know, for me, this became really real and a problem two summers ago when we saw the Facebook Live shooting here in town, and there needs to be a way, and I know you concur, that we need to fix this thing, and there needs to be somebody that polices these videos so they come down relatively soon.
No question about it. Look, we've seen violence, rape, murder, suicide, and this really is not who we are as a people. Look, since August of 2015, there have been a number of live-streamed crimes. The first one was the murder of two journalists in Virginia. Of course, we've had a number of incidents here in Chicago where just recently in January of 2017, this year, an 18-year-old special needs student was viciously assaulted by four individuals, Facebook Live streamed. Last month, a teenage girl was gang raped on Facebook Live. About 40 people watched the video and nobody called the police. And it was shared hundreds and thousands of times over. Now, look, Facebook has to come up with an emergency button that gets these types of videos to the front of the line so that their people, their administrators, can then stop the video live or stop it from being transferred to third parties other than law enforcement.
And it's not an easy thing to do. If you've tried to contact either Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, any of these things, if you've tried to get a hold of somebody when somebody is either messing with your reputation or even something as heinous as this, it's just not an easy path.
It's not an easy path, but look, these companies have some of the smartest people in the world working for them and with them. And so I am confident that they can, in fact, come up with some sort of technology. Look, we don't want to glorify violence and promote it. Facebook, in essence, if they don't come up with something, because we've seen this over and over again now, if they don't come up with some sort of emergency button like we've suggested that they come up with, a sort of 911 situation, then they're complicit in this kind of behavior.
You know, it's amazing that it's, because it's kind of a double-edged sword. Facebook has become a way for many police agencies, whether it's the three-letter ones or if it's your local police station in the middle of nowhere. It also helps these guys track down criminals, but it would be nice if you could get there while it's going on.
Absolutely, but what I've always said too, Ray, is that, look, this social media has been driving this horrific gun violence that we've seen in Chicago, and so we have to figure out a way to prevent social media from doing that. Look, there are a lot of good uses with social media, but these are some of the bad things that occur.
Well, Commissioner Boykin, if we can help you, push your agenda, you're welcome here anytime. I agree with you, and it seems like social media is a way for everybody to become an instant star. And in this instance, it's just disgusting. So we appreciate your time, and we like what you're doing.
Hey, thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Have a good day, pal.